Hi, this is John, and welcome to day five of week one of the new you in the new year, five-week intensive transformational program. So I just wanted to mention that if you haven't done so already, have a look at the recipe book in the members area. There's an ebook there that has lots of Gabriel-friendly recipes. Now, Gabriel-friendly recipes are recipes that don't have a lot of processed food. So it's the processed foods like bread, cereal, rice, the starchy carbs, the refined sugars. They cause digestion problems, as we're going to talk about. They send your blood sugar skyrocketing, which elevates your insulin levels, and insulin's the fat-making hormone, and that causes your body to go into fat storage mode. It also causes your body to become resistant to insulin so that your insulin levels are always going higher and higher, and you go into this perpetual fat storage mode where you actually lose the ability to burn fat. So most of the recipes we use have three essential components to them. One is some sort of live food, such as salads or fruits, especially green leafy salad-y type vegetables. I try to make a salad out of almost everything. And salad is so beneficial in so many ways. It's got digestive enzymes. It's got friendly bacteria, especially if you have sprouts with it. It's going to have friendly bacteria. It's going to have life force vitality. It's going to cleanse your body. It's going to nourish you and fill up your stomach. Make sure you check out in the recipe book our salad dressings, which use really friendly, healthy oils that are high in omega-3s that are anti-inflammatory and help turn off the fat programs. The other components to a healthy Gabriel Method meal are protein and, as I said, healthy fats like omega-3s. So when you combine live food, protein, and healthy fats, unrefined nut and seed oils, especially chia seed oil and flaxseed oil and hemp seed oil, you're getting all the ingredients that you need to keep your blood sugar stable, nourish your body, reduce inflammation, and turn off the fat programs. So as I mentioned, there's lots of good recipes in the recipe book, but in general, the best thing to do when you're eating is to make sure that the food is real. In other words, ask yourself when you're sitting down to a meal, did this food exist 10,000 years ago in this exact form? If it did, it's going to nourish your body. It's good for you. If it didn't, it's going to cause a lot of problems. It's processed, and it's going to cause inflammatory problems, insulin problems, and make it that much harder to lose weight. So I don't want to make it a restrictive thing. It's not about restriction, but adding real foods. Make sure you're having a huge salad with your meals. Make sure you're getting quality proteins, healthy fats, and keep adding. Add super greens, add live juices. They're all in the recipe book. Check it out. You'll love the recipes because a lot of them are healthy snack treats that kids love and families love. Give them a try. And if you have any questions, let's talk about it. So that's it for today. I hope you have a great day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.